This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Bomb-making materials found in vehicle and home of Trump's rally shooting suspect. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Trump campaign senior advisors say he's in great spirits and doing well in a staff memo obtained by the AP after what law enforcement officials are treating as an assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday.
Take a look at what happened.
The FBI naming 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter. In a social media post, Trump said he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. He's now posting early Sunday. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient. Trump also expressing love and sympathy for the other victims. One person was killed, others injured, and said, in this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united, show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win. I'm Julie Walker.
That was Julie Walker with Trump's reaction to the assassination attempt. Now, the bomb-making materials that were found in the vehicle in the home of this shooting suspect, Jackie Quinn has that.
The suspect's been identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Sources tell the Associated Press bomb-making materials were found inside his vehicle and at his home. At an early morning news conference, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, the Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner, said there was much to learn about the suspect and his motivation.
The single greatest priority would be to identifying a motive and whether there was anyone else involved.
Investigators believe the firearm that Crooks used had been purchased by his father at least 6 months ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the man who was killed